Blog Talk Radio.
Initialize sequence now.
We're now at the approach phase. Everything looking good.
Ready to drop the all out.
The new hip-hop and R&B station that plays nothing but the best in entertainment. This is
Rush Grooves, only on Bone Fantasy Radio.
What's going on, everyone? This
good evening.
Ms. LaCrush Hearts, and I'm here with my co-host.
Good evening. This is Fluffy Fur, Madame herself.
What's going on, Black Reporter? How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Oh. Nice.
And how was your day, madame?
It was I. It was
just
I. Very interesting day.
Just I?
That's it. It was a very interesting day.
Okay.
That's all I got for you.
I'm not even going to push it.
Huh?
I'm not even going to push it.
Right. That's all I got for you. I ain't got nothing else for you. I'm sorry, guys. It's just one of them weeks. Ooh.
Yeah.
It's just one of those weeks. Welcome to Crush Grooves. I'm your... Oh, we did all right already. Anyway, Black Reporter, how are you?
I'm good.
You're good?
Got a cough, and but that's no biggie.
Oh, okay. Well, sounds good. Tonight, we don't have a topic for tonight. Be honest with y'all, guys. Tonight, we have music that I have for you. I have music. I got blasted. Let me tell y'all this first. I got blasted on Twitter. Yes. I got blasted on Twitter. Huh?
Oh, my God.
Right. I got blasted on Twitter. We got a live stream, phonefantasyradio.com. We got a live stream that plays music 24/7. And what it does is it automatically updates my statuses on Facebook, I mean on Twitter, or whatever, Facebook, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I was talking about MC Shan the other day, and he hit me up. He said, it's because I'm your friend, I never see my name getting played on your show. Ha! See how we do our friends. We've been on for 3 days. Oh, so now you're not on old school because I said something? Okay, laugh out loud. That's with a personal tweet I got from MC Shan to LaCrush Hearts. So, like my site was down for a minute. That's still no excuse. He is totally right. I've been meaning to update it. I did not update it. So I said, you know what, MC Shan? Send me your latest track, and I got you. And
they need to check out the latest the site now because it looks wonderful.
Right, he sent me his track, and then it says thanks for your support. So the name of his track is "Bringing Hip Hop Back." Let's bring hip hop back by MC Shan. So. Before I do anything else tonight, I need to officially debut this on Crush Grooves live show. Personally, LaCrush Hearts is playing an official track emailed to me by the legendary MC Shan Music. Okay? So let me play this, and we'll
indie
come back.
Indie alert.
Right, so let me get this.
Get your hand out of my pocket!
my back. I'm the type to claim I never knew that cat. And on sight, niggas laying you out flat. Confidential CI, nigga, you that rat. Claiming thug. Where the fuck they do that at? Is it to my understanding that you're handling coke keys? Talking about you pros? Nigga, you broke, please. You better save it for a lawyer. Less trips to the strip club, tricking on Toya. You can never hold down what I maintain. Sick, got the people saying I ain't sane. Hot boy, acting like if you ain't flame. Got a chopper, but the bitch can't aim. In this game, son, I hustle like a nigga that slings crack. Waiting for these pussy little niggas to swing back. Me and you can never ever be on the same track. If coke was a notebook, this would be the bring back. Call me old school, I'm a hip hop head. Hip hop hoes spinning hip hop bread. Hip hop rhymes on a hip hop track. Now bring hip hop back. Call me old school, I'm a hip hop head. Hip hop hoes spinning hip hop bread. Hip hop rhymes on a hip hop track. Now bring hip hop back. Niggas step up and get your cranium cracked. I'm trying to be cool, this ain't a way to react. I really ain't feeling what he's saying, he whack. Y'all niggas fraud, so I'm taking it back. I'm his worst nightmare, everything he fears. Fuck all his talking, nigga, see me when the check clears. Now y'all rapping and pursuing careers, and this shit that I've been doing for years. Since when do some 20 inches sit a nigga so high? Walking so the nigga didn't see me stroll by. This is why I'm still getting paid today. Cause legends don't die, we just fade away. He must've rolled the short bus cause he acts slow. The rookie nigga talking like he all pro. I'm jumping in but I ain't screaming, look out though. I'm screaming, fuck you nigga, die slow. Call me old school, I'm a hip hop head. Hip hop hoes spending hip hop bread. Hip hop rhymes on a hip hop track. Now bring hip hop back. Call me old school, I'm a hip hop head. Hip hop hoes spending hip hop bread. Hip hop rhymes on a hip hop track. Now bring hip hop back. You rather see a blind man cause he write braille. Why that nigga locked up cause he like jail? This nigga here shook cause he look all pale. A tame a beast, you got to grab it by the tail. But the trick is, I'm hard to catch. And your style and my style, they hardly match. I'm looking at the surface and it's hardly scratched. You still bleeding and you partly patch. I stay on point and keep one in the chain. And ain't worried about you cause your bitch ass lame. Fuck around and I'ma leave your bitch ass maimed. Nothing personal, it's part of the game. Original Don, you know where I'm with me. My gun pun cop, no bullshit top. Your pussy all that rude boy, I move from a dick. My tech get the rusty, but still I shoot shit. Call me old school, I'm a hip hop head. Hip hop hoes spending hip hop bread. Hip hop rhymes on a hip hop track. Now bring hip hop back. Call me old school, I'm a hip hop head. Hip hop hoes spending hip hop bread. Hip hop rhymes on a hip hop track. I'll bring hip hop back.
Back tips on the tip.
Session. And basically, we're putting the underground artists on blast. I receive a lot of submissions from a lot of people that hit me up. Crush, when you going to play my stuff? Crush this, crush that. Well, I got it. I'm getting to it. I'm playing it. I got over 200 emails. Literally, I got like 197 emails of people that just sent me music and they wanted their stuff.
Knocked out three.
Right. And they just want their stuff to be played. So me being the awesome person that I am, I got their back. I got y'all. I'm down for y'all. I'm here for y'all. 805-830-8320 is the number to call in. Can I put a disclaimer out there real quick, Black Reporter?
Go ahead.
I got locked out of my Facebook account. If you have me on Facebook under La Crush Hearts, I have officially been banned and blocked out for 24 hours. Technically, this time, it's not my fault. It really, really isn't my fault. But anyway, enough of that. So I'm working on a third party right now. I got my alternative account, La Crush, Phone Fantasy Radio. So LAKRUSH, Phone Fantasy Radio. So Facebook.com/PhoneFanRadio. All right. On that note, the First Lieutenant, First Floor Tenant, Phone Fantasy Radio.
Yes, 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 yes.
The one and only. Miss Brick has graced us with her presence.
Good evening, good evening. Good evening, good evening, Black Porter. Good evening, Miss Black Rushon.
Good evening.
How are you both doing? How are you both doing?
Good to know. That's all I got for you. That's where I'm at right now. However, however, we're still holding it down. We're still going to do this thing. We're still going to make it pop. We're still going to have fun and play some good music.
On.
Yeah, right, right.
That's
still going to do what?
That's right. I stole it from him. He knows who he is. He says as we continue on.
All right.
Good evening, Second in Command.
What? Anyway.
Okay.
Anyway, okay. I'm feeling them tracks. I like those.
Oh,
nice tracks.
Okay. You was listening. All right.
Very nice tracks. Very nice. Racks on racks.
All right. So, I was going to save this for the super fluffy flirt late night. I was going to save this for that. But I can't save it for that. Now, about 2 weeks ago, well, no, 3 weeks ago, I hosted a party, and I met this gentleman there, and we kicked it off for the whole night until it was time for him to leave and depart from me. We chatted. We talked. We laughed. We giggled. I was silly. We had such a good time. He filled me in on what it is that he does, and, you know, it was just refreshing to have this type of conversation, right? We did try to hump, and we couldn't really hump, but we still continued our conversation, okay? About 2 days later, he calls me up after, you know, one of our shows. He calls me up after one of our shows, and he does get off work pretty late. He does work all day, like 16-hour shift. So he did call pretty late. It's understandable, whatever. He was like, hey, what are you doing? I was like, hey, I just finished my show. He said, hey, would you like to see me? I said, hey, sure, why not? Got a little excited. I'm not even going to front. Anyway, make a long story short, the young man comes over. And once again, we have an awesome conversation. We're about to, you know, we're hugging, we're kissing, we're chatting, we're doing all that. Everything is going smoothly. as I, you know, I'm like, all right, well, you know, let's hug, kiss, and let's do this a little more. All right, yeah, yeah. He got up. He said, no, I got to go. Huh? He's like, yeah, I told you I was just coming by to see you. I was just coming by to chill out with you, but now I have to depart. Got to depart? Will I see you again? Yeah, you'll see me again, but right now I just want to leave you. You want to leave me like this? Yep. I'm going to leave you like this. What? So, like, okay, that's what happened. Okay, granted, give or take, that's what happened. This young man left. You know, he, before he left, he said, listen, you can call me sometime as well. Oh, okay. Well, you know, you work 20 hours. I wouldn't know what to really say or do. Anyway, I did what I was told. I hit him up twice, and he came and he sent me a text message back, and we was texting back and forth. We was, you know, I was giggling. But anyway, you know, after a show, he texts me, hey, what are you doing? Hey, I ain't doing nothing. Hey, would you like some company? Hey, sure. All right. I'll be there in an hour. Okay. No problem. 10 minutes before the hour happened, this young man texts me back, hey, something came up. I'll hit you back and keep you informed. Okay. No problem. He hits me back maybe an hour later. He says, listen, I'm sorry to flake on you, but I can't make it tonight. And I was like, well, aw, you owe me dinner. Okay. That was the extent of our relationship. What are your advice for me? Start with Brent.
Wait, you've given up on it already?
Huh?
You've given up on it already?
Well, I mean, I've texted him, hey there, how you doing, Sugarfoot? You know, he laughed at my jokes, and I had to apologize because when he was here, I was kind of giddy. I was like, I was like that mode. So I had to apologize for that. Like, listen, I'm not normally like this. You know, it's just a breath of fresh air to have a gentleman come to your house. And, you know, it was just a breath of fresh air for me, per se. So, but now I'm at the point where he already expressed to me he's not looking for a relationship, he's not looking to get married, he's not looking for this, X, Y, and Z. He already expressed that. Y'all already know my feelings about marriage and kids. But anyway, I like this dude. I think he's cool people. I love being around him. I love talking to him. He laughs at all my jokes. Like, that is awesome. That is awesome. To find a man that's going to laugh at my silly ass and not laugh at me, but laugh with me, is so awesome. That's a turn on to me in itself. If you know me on a personal level, then you know I'm a silly bunch. Me and all my personalities, we just silly, you know, and I love to laugh. So if I can, you know, I laugh out loud, I'm like, listen, you laugh at me a lot. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? He said, no, not at all. It's all good. That's what he said. He reassured me that it was a good thing. So now I'm just like, what do I do next? Do I wait for him to hit me up? Or do I hit him up? Or do I leave him a sexy message? Or just let it flow? What do y'all think?
I say let it flow.
Let it flow? So don't hit him up. Wait for him to hit me up.
Yeah.
Okay. And what are your thoughts, Brooke?
I wouldn't let it flow. I would contact him. I mean, he said when he made his decision clear, you know, you could call him sometime.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I think at least one of the times you want to reach out to him and actually get him.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's not like you tried 30 times.
Now, no, you know, I did it. I actually did it.
Exactly. So I think that you should be trying to give him a call, reach out to him and see how that plays out.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he said he doesn't want nothing serious, so always keep that to the forefront of your mind.
Right.
Let me ask one question.
Right, right.
Let me ask one question. Have you made it clear about how you, about your feelings?
Yeah, hell to the yeah.
We know how you feel.
That was the first half an hour of the conversation. Hell to the yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we put that out there, hard body, you know, and I think that's what is attractive to me more is that, you know, he's right now he's on the same page I am. You know, in the future it may change, but at this, I'm thinking of the here and now. I'm not thinking 5 years from now. I'm not trying to put more into it than it actually is. I just like the right now. He does have a very demanding job, that I know. He's clocking in more than 40 hours a week. You know, he works full time. So, you know, I know these are things that, you know, even if he was my girl, I mean, even if he was my man or whatever, these are things that it just comes with the territory. So that's why I'm not stressing it too hard. I do have some other callers with their hand up that may want to give me some advice. So we're going to start with 229-3620. You're on Crush Grooves with a Crush of Black Reporter. State your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah. Hey, I'm Dwayne Wimbledon. I'm calling from Camilla, Georgia.
Hey, how you doing from Georgia?
Oh, I'm good, Mom. What are you doing?
Ain't nothing much.
Yeah, but my input on your situation is, I think, you know what I mean, that your sense of humor has already been established. So me personally, I would text the individual laughing my ass off. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't call, you know what I mean, but I would just text, you know what I mean, because I wouldn't want to look thirsty or whatever, you know what I mean?
Right. No, I'm not looking thirsty. I don't think I'm looking thirsty. You know, he's wondering what happened to me. I think I'm playing it cool. I really do.
Yeah. That's why I would pick, you know what I'm saying, instead of calling. I would pick left hand up, you know what I mean? Just to make the individual be like, yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I want to figure out what she laughing at or what he laughing at or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So automatically, he gonna call you, or you know what I'm saying? They gonna call you. Feel me?
Right, I get it. But my thing is with the whole texting thing, I don't like text. So you know, I do text him though. I get what you're saying. I do text him every now and then. Hey, sugar foot. Hey, dumpling. Hey, you know, I'll say something like that. But it's all in games because we laughed about this before. So you know, it's all a good game. He gets it. He laughs out loud. He'll respond when he can. But I do leave a message every now and then, and it's kind of like, hey Wayne, I was just thinking about you. I hope everything is going well. You know, I do one of those things, and then I at the end of it. So
yeah.
Because you know, I know he doesn't want to be in a relationship, and I already told him that. Like, you know, I was gonna fuck with him like that. So you know, it keeps the momentum going, I think. But thank you, Wayne.
Yeah. Anytime.
I like this. I'm getting a lot of not a male input right now. I still got another caller from the 404-0396. Hi, Sean. Hey,
what's up, brother Sean?
Rick.
What's up, Rick?
So, Sean, what do you think about my situation? You're an experienced man.
Who the experienced man?
You,
and what?
You the pimp of all pimp daddies. What do you mean?
I'm not a pimp.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe that's the wrong choice. Okay, you're not a pimp, but you are you're a daddy. I know you're a daddy. I know you some woman's daddy.
Yeah, I wouldn't even
say. Hi, Daddy. How you doing, Daddy? Daddy Sean, it's me. I've been a good girl. You call me back. I'm going to start charging for these wake-up calls, too. Morning, Daddy.
You said you're going to start charging for the
wake-up
calls.
I'm going to start charging for these wake-up calls, too, Sean.
Damn. Hey, why I gotta get charged?
Huh?
Huh?
Say that again, Sean.
Okay, well, I have to get charged.
You're not getting charged. I'm just saying in general. I'm telling you. I'm telling you so you could be my manager.
Oh, your okay. What am I
manager?
All right.
You're going to be my manager. You're going to be the webmaster of my website. Ooh.
Oh, wow.
You can be my web daddy.
A web daddy?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I could call you up at 6 o'clock in the morning and practice on you. Like,
oh, wow.
Daddy.
Did you say 6 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, good morning, daddy. It's time to get up. Got to go to work. I need you to get up and get in that shower. I need you to get up and get in that shower with me. Come on, daddy, wake up for me. You ain't want a wake up call like that in the morning? Listen, guys, would you not want a wake up call like that? 805-830-8320. Who wouldn't want to? I want to wake up. What up, ma? Who that? Hello. I wouldn't wake up grouchy. I don't know about y'all, but somebody need to have that.
I'd rather wake up next to you doing that.
Yeah, we all can't get that, though.
I know, right?
I see you 267. 267 have their hand up. They want to join into the conversation. 267, what's your name where you're calling from?
Hi, this is Putnam. I'm calling from Philly.
Putnam?
Pudding, like chocolate pudding.
Oh, pudding. I like that. Hey, pudding. How you doing,
pudding? How are you? I'm fine. But listen, I got this number for the first time last night from an associate of mine. You understand
right,
what I'm saying? And I'm sitting back and I'm listening to your conversation. As far as a wake-up call, that's not how you do a wake-up call. You're supposed to be right here with the person. You know, give me some brains. Wake his ass up. You understand what I'm saying?
Listen, if that's possible. I agree with you, Putin.
That's
I really do.
That's
I am 100% on your team. There's nothing more sexy than to roll over and get teabagged. Listen, it seems like in my situation, all the dudes that want to court me have to be 3,000 miles away. It's a long-distance relationship.
They're
all long-distance relationships. Nobody want to come to Brooklyn.
I'm cool.
They all stir,
cool.
You know?
We got to keep it funky somehow.
I said, we're trying to keep it funky somehow. You know, we can do this. Listen, Puddin, you sound sexy. We get a little Puddin in there. We get a little Brick in there. We get a little Trinity in there. We get the ladies of Phone Fancy Radio, and we start a brand new wake-up service. I'm just saying. I'm just putting that out there.
Right. Hey.
Oh, but listen. Wait, what's your name?
Oh, this is LaCrush.
Hi, LaCrush. How are you? Listen, I don't want to, you know, rewind the tape back, but I swear, like, I was listening on a conversation last night for our swingers.
Uh-huh.
And like, that's something that I'm into. Like, I'm starting my own little company, my own little organization and everything. And I was just listening to the conversation, but, you know, I didn't know how to join in. I just found out, like, this man, I was so heated last night. Like, I couldn't get in my conversation.
Really? You was?
Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, what aspect of the what's your organization you're trying to build? Like, what aspect are you trying to build?
Actually, the name of my company is Freak Entertainment. You spell that P-H-R-E-E-K. The name of my adult organization is called the Freak Club. So, you know, eventually I'll be, you know, blessed to get a build and open up the Freak Playroom. And, you know, it is what it is. People do what they do.
And where are you located?
I'm in Philly.
She's in Philly. She's in Philly.
You know what's crazy? I feel the same way about Philly. I moved here from Arkansas, so, you know, crazy, right?
Okay.
Well, you would have done better
saying
that.
You need to have the full-sex version of your freak entertainment. Listen, I'm thinking about rebirthing Toxic Pleasures, Inc. That used to be my call girl service. I had multiple personalities. You would call in, and, you know, we would have fun on the phone. So I may rebirth it. Toxic Pleasure thing.
Okay.
You know, and I need some ladies. Ladies, hit me up. I'm serious, y'all. We're going to make us a little Facebook group. We're going to do this. We're going to build this. Brick, you down? Down with us, Brick?
Brick
is down with us.
Brick down.
Brick is not down with us. She's going to curse them out, Black Reporter. What kind of wake-up call is that?
Nah, I don't think so. I think break that.
Pick your ass up. She's going to get them. Can you imagine that? But I'm just saying, it's all different flavors out there. You know, I need to get me some Hispanics. I need to get me some Latinas. Listen, Latina ladies, there's a calling out there.
Get your little Cambodian chick. You know what I mean?
Hola, daddy. Ew. You know, I need to reverse that. Okay, so you heard about the phone calls put in. I need your input on my mail situation. Did you hear? Did you have to hear that?
No. What's the situation?
Okay, I'm gonna try to paraphrase everything. I met this guy at a party, at a swingers party about 3 weeks ago. He has a very demanding job.
Wait. You met him at a swingers party? You said?
Yeah. I met him at a swingers party about 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
He came over a couple of days after that. We've been doing nothing but talking. There has not been any play. We tried to play. You know, the first time we couldn't get buy sell. The other time, it was, you know, he was just basically teasing or flirting with me. And it's like now it's just, you know, we're texting and we're calling back and forth. So, and he already expressed to me he's not trying to, you know, settle down. I told him, listen, I'm not trying to settle down either, but the conversation and the chemistry is there.
I'm gonna tell you like this, and I'm questioning. You've been to numerous swingers parties, and swingers parties. Some women go there. Some women go there to look for a man, and it's not gonna happen. You know, like a whole lot of times that's not gonna happen. Now for your situation, okay, you met him at a swingers party. Of course, you know he's not trying to throw down like he told you, but it's like maybe, I don't know, maybe he just wants somebody he could fuck on a regular. You understand what I'm saying? But to me, honestly, even though you're not ready to settle down, I don't know. See, I'm different because to me, I'm worth more than that. You understand what I'm saying? I got too many things in my closet. I could, you know, ain't nobody going to love me like I can. I'm going to still smoke a cigarette, roll over, and go to fuck to sleep. I'm saying, it all depends on where you're at with that. Like, to each his own, you know what I mean? I'm not going to, you know, I can't
well,
say
I,
it.
I know this. I'm not trying to find love at a swing party. I'm not even interested in being married. Long-term relationships I'm fine with. But, you know, it was just more of the chemistry as far as, like, you know, just the conversation. Like, we talked for hours, and it wasn't about stick your dick down my throat. You know what I mean? It wasn't about that. Like I said, he came over. It wasn't, okay, I want to fuck you in it because I came over at 2 o'clock in the morning. Like, he has a very demanding job, so he comes over when he can. He calls me when he can. And I understand that, and I'm fine with that, you know.
Okay.
My thing is I don't want to come off as thirsty. You know, I don't want to come off as, you know, being pushy or violate him like some girls do. They take his they take it way out of bounds. Oh my God, I'm in love with you. I'm not that's not me. And I just want him to know, like,
okay,
that's not me. You know, I'm not in love with you or anything like that.
Let me ask you a question, because I'm like a very good listener. Why did you make the statement you just made? You're not trying to come off as being pushy. Why would you make that statement?
Okay, when he came over here the second time, and he got up to leave, I got in silly mode. And that, like, that's how I've always told people. I'm very silly. I get giddy, especially I start cheesing and smiling and laughing, especially when I'm nervous. And I had to let him know, like, listen, that is just me being nervous. You know, you came over, we had a nice conversation. I'm feeling you, but I'm not trying to husband him up. You know, that's what I mean. I'm not trying to bolt him down or anything like that. And I just want him to know, like, you know, I'm digging you, but I'm not trying to, you know, I'm not trying to be on that level with him where he feel like I'm holding him back from doing whatever he's trying to do.
Okay, now let me say something else. Where you just okay? You said you met him at a swingers party, right?
Uh huh.
And he came over a couple of times after that. And then you say you're digging him. Like again, I'm a very analytical person. I like to look deep into things. Like, first of all, when you say okay, for, I guess you would say his personality and his character. You know. I guess, I don't know, it depends on how strong the chemistry is, how strong the communication is. You understand what I'm saying? But for you to say, you know, you're digging them, I'm trying to hear what you're not saying. And,
right.
And to me,
everything I'm saying is what I'm meaning. It really
okay,
is nothing underlined.
I understand that. But it's a little thing in there. I'm
right.
Hearing you, like, you, how can I say this? It's like, okay, you saying I don't want no relationship, this, that, and the third, but eventually, from how I'm hearing you speak, you're going to catch feelings. You're going to catch feelings, but you're so adamant into I'm not looking for nothing serious. You know, I ain't trying to slow down either. But you're going to catch feelings from what I'm hearing you say. Like I don't want to seem pushy. What makes you think you were seeing pussy? It is what it is. If it goes to
right.
the next level, you can fucking swallow them. I don't care. It is what it is. I holler at you. What's good? I holler at you
right.
when I see you.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? But you're going to catch feelings. I just sense it. You're going to catch feelings.
No.
But...
I get what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. I hear what you're saying 102%. And my only reason why I say I don't want to be pushy is because I can be very dominant. I've been told this from many people. I can be very
okay.
dominant without me knowing that I could be dominant. You know, everybody needs to be laughing with me. And I know this about myself. I'm a realist.
Mm-hmm.
I try to keep it real. I try to recognize
mm-hmm.
it's real. And I try to keep everything in its own perspective. You know, this man is he's about his business. Bottom line.
Okay.
You know, and I
okay.
understand that and I respect that. And that's what I'm
okay.
attracted to. You know, he got that ambition. He got that drive. He's doing him. You know, and that's very rare in my situation that I come across
okay.
that. You know what I mean? So I'm not trying to give him no pickup signs. Like, just like how you feed into I don't want him to feed into it like that. Like, oh, this chick is getting clingy. Oh, this chick is getting this. And you know, sometimes men do that. And I'm trying to let him know that, no, it really isn't like that. But I am digging the chemistry. I am digging the friendship that we're building. I am digging the fact that we can sit up for hours or sit in front of each other and just have a conversation and nothing happen between us. You know what I mean? Like,
uh-huh.
I've done seen this guy two or three times already, and we've done nothing. Not a dick suck, not a, you know, it was nothing like that. It was just all,
okay,
you know, fun and games. And now just, you know.
When it happens.
Right. I get what you're saying. Right.
You can say what you want to say.
I get what you're saying.
Coming from woman to woman, it's going to trigger
uh-huh.
something because it's only natural.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? It's going
right.
to trigger something.
Right.
But like.
Hello?
Wait a minute. Listen, I got to hang up and call right back in. I'll be right back.
Okay. All right, folks. You are tuning into Crush Grooves. Oh, Black Reporter.
Hey, boy.
Was you muted?
Oh, I guess I was.
What's
boy,
up?
All I was saying was for you to be talking about a man in this fashion must mean a lot to you.
You think so? I mean, if there was somebody to talk about in that fashion, I would. There's nobody to talk about.
Still,
you know,
still.
That's the thing. It's not nobody to talk about in that fashion. Not nobody local.
Well, I understand that, but by the same token, you've got all your quote-unquote family around you here and men that you talk to every week, and still this one man comes upon you and you, I don't want to say meet him by accident, but in a sense it was by accident, you know?
Yeah, it was, actually. It was spontaneous.
Yeah.
He's like, hey,
how you doing?
He was like, hey, how you doing? I was like, hey, how you doing? He's like, what's your name? He's like, my name is John. I said, well, how did you find out about me? He said, oh, I'm ready all night. I was like, oh, you're ready all night. That's what's up. That's what's up. That was our first conversation. Like, you're ready all night.
Wow.
But it was cool. It was good. It was a good thing. It was a good combo. Shout out to Puddin. I like that name, Puddin.
Yeah.
And a little Puddin with a little sugar, and a whole lot of brick.
Puddin scares me. And you know why she scares me? Because she's the same line my ex used. Very, very analytical. I get scared when I get word like that.
I get it. And being a Scorpio and being the type of person that I am, she hit the nail on the head. There we go. Yeah, she hit the nail on the head. You know, and the way I'm talking about him now, Black Reporter, and I do get the get right, and he can give me the get right, then I might just want to get right, you know. So I can get what she's saying.
Okay.
I dig it. I mean, I personally think
that she could be the one that could give you the best advice.
Oh, you think so?
I think so.
What about you, Black Reporter? What advice do you have for me? As being an older gentleman, as living, the experiences you've had, what kind of relationship advice can you give me about my current situation? Knowing what Puddin already put out there, what advice would you give me?
Well, seeing what Puddin recently put out there, it gives me something to think about because, you know, She brought up a lot of good points, and the fact that it came from a woman, I think, was less threatening to you than if it would have came from another man.
Oh, Jesus. He right, actually, Brick. Well, I'm like, shut up, Brick Roy. You know what you're talking about. So, you're right. If he would have said what Puddin said, I would have... Speaking of Puddin, she back, y'all. Hey, Puddin.
Hey, Lady Crush. Hi.
How you doing, Puddin?
I'm just
giving you a pat on the back, Puddin. This is Black Reporter.
Who that?
This is Black Reporter, her co-host.
Black Reporter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Black Reporter.
I'm from your neck of the woods. You from Arkansas?
Yeah.
I'm from Louisiana. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Brooke is a
now, what you were saying? What was he saying, Black Reporter?
Funny.
He's from Louisiana.
Oh, okay.
Funny.
Yeah, he said he's from your neck of the woods.
Wait, what was that?
No, I asked you.
She was asking what you were saying, Black Reporter.
Relax. I was saying I'm from Louisiana.
Louisiana,
And she's from Arkansas.
Yeah.
Where in Arkansas are you from?
Pine Bluff.
Oh, okay.
Like, you don't know where that's at. Look, you don't know where that's at.
Oh, I believe
me. I was like an hour and a half from Little Rock.
Yep. University of Arkansas,
know that Black
Pine Bluff. I know that very well.
You didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, Puddin, we were talking about the situation. You were giving me some womanly advice. You said you hear it. You know, if I get that get right, then I'm going to want to be the get right. I got that from you. I hear you. I hear what you're saying. I can't deny it because, you know, it might just happen. I have to cross that bridge when I get to that bridge.
But if it's going to be such a good friendship, then maybe he's really adamant about what he's saying. Like, he don't want a relationship right now, and then maybe that's going to push him away from, you know, that's going to, you know, put a strain on your friendship. You understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And then you'll start feeling like, damn, for the first time I met a person that was just about his business, and like just like that, it's just as fast as it came, easy come, easy go. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, I said that. I said that the second day, right, Black Reporter, the second time
yes,
I met with him, I came back and I said that. I said, ain't that about a man? And I said, ain't that about a bitch? Like, I said that the second time I met him. I mean, this man, he's 27 years old, tall, dark, and handsome. Works for the city. You know, got a very successful job. He wants to excel in it. He wants to move on. He wants to travel. I'm like, listen, go ahead, dude. I'm not going to hold you back because I don't want to go to places he want to go. I don't. I'm not trying to go across the sea. You know, I don't want to go to those places. I'll go with you anywhere in the United States. Once you cross our borders, you're good to go. I'm not going with you nowhere international. I don't want to be there. So. You know, but other than that, you know, like I said, the conversation was nice. It was good. He hits me back. So, you know, we go back and forth. And I'm just going to call it for what it is. You know, call a spade for a spade. Right now, it's just nice. So I got a little excited. I got a little amp. And I just wanted to share my story with everybody.
And I gave her the advice of just let it flow.
Yeah. Exactly. Just let it go where it's going to go. You know
right,
what I mean?
But,
like, it is what it is.
To justify this at the function that we were at, for it to be, you know, find this type of situation in the environment that we were at, you know, just, you know, made it more interesting to me.
Interesting, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It made it more
yeah.
interesting because, you know, when you're around this, like I've been doing this, you know, parties and stuff like that. I've only been doing it for 5 years. I've only been in the lifestyle for about that long. So it's like, you know, all you get is a lot of thirsty this and a thirsty that, and guys walking around with their dick in their hand, like, hey, crush, how you doing? And you want to kick him in the forehead, like, back up off me. But this guy was able to laugh with him. We cracked jokes, you know. We went outside in the backyard. We enjoyed one another, you know. And it wasn't on an intimate level. It was more on a mental and
level.
Friendship level, right?
Okay.
And I think that's what just got me excited because I was really giving up on New York City. I was about to start doing what Brick did and buying bus tickets. Where you at? You want to come see me? You know, I'm about to do that, but I can't even afford to do that.
Bus
right, Sean. Remember she said she's going to start buying bus tickets?
No, I don't remember that.
Sean, you was the first one she asked to buy a bus ticket for.
No,
how you don't remember that
Sean.
When she asked you, she could buy your bus ticket?
I don't remember that, I swear.
Brick.
Oh, wow.
Brick, did you hear that, Brick? Did you hear that, Brick?
I didn't hear nothing, but I'm glad you remember. Sean, it's coming up a little bit more every day.
Right.
Hey.
Right.
Hey, I smoke. I get short-term memory loss.
That
don't
mean
nothing. I be dying here.
I'm going to tell you the truth, I'm going to tell you the truth about anything.
But that's not the truth that you forgot. How's she going to offer to you? She said she finally turned over a new leaf. She's going to get back into the game. And you was right here on this very exact station.
Okay, I heard that. I heard all
Sean,
that part.
She said, I'm going to start buying tickets. You know, Sean, if you're ready to do what it do, I got you. That was basically what she said to you.
You know what?
When you're ready to bow down, she got you.
At the time when she said that, for real, I thought she was probably joking or something.
No, I wasn't joking.
You should know by now, Brick don't joke.
That's right. Only since they trip to New York.
Well,
right.
You would know better than
she
I would.
She had it all planned
know.
Out, too. Right. She had the itinerary planned out and everything.
Right.
Well,
come stay for a day or two and then ship your ass back on by Monday or Tuesday or something. Something she said.
Oh, wow.
Where
are you from? My friend, where are you from?
Oh, we in Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, y'all in New York. Okay.
Yeah, we in Brooklyn. And I'm trying to get out to Philly for a couple of parties out there. Gentleman that called into the show yesterday, he got a couple of parties. Not this Saturday. Actually, there was a 2-day event going on next week.
But I'm trying to give a 70s sexplosion, so. That's gonna be a weekend thing, but I'm definitely trying to give it an I'm on a swimming pool suite. I'm not gonna do it in the house. I'm gonna do it in a swimming pool suite. So I think that's how I'm gonna do it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, are you on Facebook? You can be my friend.
I'm on Facebook. Putin Brown. I'm the first up there. The sexiest one up there.
All right, my account is kind of locked right now, so I'm under my alias account. But as soon as I get back into the flavor of things, just look me up with Crush Hearts, because I got in trouble with some trouble that I didn't even cause. It was really a conspiracy. It was a Facebook conspiracy. Somebody added me as an admin to the group, and the group got violated. So I got violated because I was an admin. And this time I really was a silent bystander, folks. I didn't even know what was going on. I went to go log into my account, and my face had disappeared. So, this time it had nothing to do with my titties. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. I got like 6 different pages, so I got y'all. I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to be there. So.
Yeah, I don't know how many sex was up.
I'm on the page, folks. If y'all listening, y'all want to still talk to me, I'm on Facebook now. It's La Crush. Phone Fantasy Radio at the end. So LAKRUSH phone fantasy. It's facebook.com/ phone fan radio.
/ phone, what you want to announce?
PHONEFAN radio. Right, phone fantasy radio.
Okay, I got you.
All right, so I'm on that account right now, but my usual account is La Crush Heart.
Okay.
We are reaching to the top of the hour. We've probably been playing music all day, but we got into a little crush nonsense. Black Reporter.
This is Phone Fantasy Radio on Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Crush Grooves with La Crush Hearts and the one and only Black Reporter. And it is 10 o'clock on the East Coast, 9 o'clock in the Central. And hope you hang around with us for a little while longer.
Yes. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to find some music to play. Then we're going to come back, and we're going to chop it up some more. Maybe I can find something else for us to talk about. Black Reporter, I think he got a story for us.
I do.
805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Oh, we need to ask Brick about her dating game. How's that going for her? We'll do all that when we get back.
Thanks.
Go some rap.
Oh, man.
Some rap music.
I wanted to hear.
When I was young,
yeah, we don't care
I
about
used to prophesy over my life. And he said, you have the drum beat of the Lord. You should get back to the drums. I don't know what the future holds for me, but I'm the prodigal son. And I have returned. This is my drum beat.
Flows get the pain, I was forged in this pain. The blacksmith makes wars that I swing. Over exposure, these hoes getting over for acting ratchet and insane. This is my altar call. Place your mistakes in my collection plate and just wait to fall. The limits is the genesis. Cause niggas big bang just to get a big name change for y'all. We pay the black Jesus. The green money like the white folks need us. That's how backwards. The people that can see, they can lead us. Life of a fetus. I swear I think I'm losing my religion. Getting the porch, I strapped with a suicide bomb. That's a vision. Nothing you missing. Jesus. In the club Saturday and Sunday. It's back to a push. Lord, have mercy on my soul. Yeah. I pray that the fake get exposed. I've been crucified because I ride for the real. Say I need church because I verse what I feel. Do you want to heaven or hell? But you would say I can't tell. Well, it's been prophesied that I'm a blessed these feet, but I'm still mixed in with the streets. Excuse me, Pastor Jomo. But can I get an amen? I hate home. Chick-fil-A, man. Maybe my pulpit is full of bullshit. With enough promo, I can still get paid, man. Same with a keen eye. The hood's still fucked up when I swing by. Fail. Look at all these jails. I want you to feel these words like Braille. Nigga, Booker, Eli. The devil's still taxing. And we keep more drama than the Jacksons. But who's laughing? 50 grand stuffed in the mattress. Sound kind of sweet to the streets, go dry like a cactus. Son of a preacher. I'm my blood and my veins, I'm a teacher. Let me free your mind. I can turn this water into wine, resurrect my grind through the speakers. Lord, have mercy on my soul. I pray that the fake get exposed. I've been crucified because I ride for the real. Say I need church because I burst what I feel. Do you want to heaven or hell? But you would say, I can't tell. Well, it's been prophesied that I'm a blessed beast, but I'm still mixed in with the streets. When these kids can't tell you who elected, but they can tell you the price of a necklace. It's fast reckless. Genocide of our own damn kind. You should cry when I stress this. Exodus, headed for the promised land. Going through the wilderness without a plan. Moses, I will expose this. I hope we can focus again. Cause they know not what they do. I sacrifice their time for the truth. Prophecy, this is real life, not monopoly. That's a real jail cell, real life king. Cain and Abel, Sodom and Gomorrah. I think America saved the aura. Adam and Steve like Rich of Aurora. Mark at the beast, mover of Lord, have mercy on my soul. I pray that the fake get exposed. I've been crucified because I ride for the real. Say I need church because I burst what I feel. Do you want to heaven or hell? But you would say, I can't tell. Well, it's been prophesied that I'm a blessed DP, but I'm still mixed in with the streets. There's gonna be some things that come to pass in your life. There's gonna be some things that come to pass that's gonna make you wanna fight. But you in control of your life. What was prophesied over me, I took control of it. I took control of my destiny. And I call it change. Listen. Lord, have mercy on my soul. I pray that the fake get exposed. I've been crucified because I ride for the real. Say I need church because I burst what I feel. Do you want to heaven or hell? But you would say, I can't tell. Well, it's been prophesied that I'm a blessed TV, but I'm still mixed in with the streets. Prophesied.
Okay. I am back at it. Like a wreck at it. Okay. So, all right. Okay.
Already.
What are you doing? what's with the beat?
What's up with the what? Oh, that's when I unmute you. So you know you're muted. That's why you can't. But anyway, I unmuted somebody. A little sugar is in the building. Yeah. Uh-oh, hello. Hey, ladies. Lacey always come after all the fun, don't she?
Yeah, she does.
Well, I'm sorry, I don't have things happen. People pop up at your door.
Tell them, put a do not disturb sign on the handle. Put a put a sock out there, you know. I'm busy.
With as many children and grandchildren as you have, that wouldn't work. And you know
Anna! Nana, you have
it wasn't even it wasn't my children either. It was a friend. She come by.
See, I know you home. See, I see the light on. Open up the door and let me in.
I'm hungry, girl. I ain't had nothing to eat. You got something to eat in there? I know you brought something from work. What you got?
Oh, my God.
Let me in. You play too much. Open up the door. Got this sock hanging out. What, you ain't do laundry? Why you got the sock hanging out the door? Why you got the sock hanging out the door, girl? What, you ain't do laundry? Oh.
Hey, what the hell?
Universal code for do not disturb, right?
Mm-hmm.
She just be ringing the bell. Bling, bling, bling.
Yeah, if I was to put a do not disturb on my door, that would mean disturb as much as possible. And they put a sign up there. Let's go see. Come on, you in there? We know you in there. Who in there with you?
See, open up. Open up. See, I know you in there. I see you moving around. I see your footprints moving around. Your footprints. I see your footprints moving around.
What do you speak when there's somebody ring the doorbell? They say, come on, be quiet.
Damn.
Then they're going to call up Black Report. He's going to tell on you. Francis, you see, Oh, she there. You know, he's going to tell on you. She there. Yeah, she there.
No, I'm not going to tell on her.
Yeah, you are, she Black Report. You can't help it.
You got
well,
that
Francis,
little boy in there with
her. Francis, this is Dorothy. I'm at C-House. She got some sock hanging out. You talk to C? What's wrong with C? She there? She there. Yeah, she there. I believe she's there. Yeah, you going to blow her up, Black Report. You ain't no good.
Call her phone. She's not answering her phone. Want me to call her for you at C?
Exactly. You want me to call her for you? He's going to show enough, call you on three-way. And you're not even going to know the wiser because you know he on the other side of town. So you're going to pick up and blow your whole cover.
What you
hey,
doing, Larry,
huh? Hey, I got Dorothy on the other line. Hey, Dorothy, are you there?
Hey.
See, I'm outside your house. Where you at?
I'm not there.
Where you at, see? I hear you.
My phone ringing.
Right, I hear you.
Y'all wrong.
I know.
Y'all wrong for that.
But you know, everybody has some. There are those friends that will do that to you.
Yeah.
You standing out there, you won't answer, though, they're going to call your phone and see if they hear it ring.
I hear it ring. And they can do that all the time because I sure enough keep my ring on, too. Do it all you want. I got 14 numbers. You never know the wiser. I have done it. I'll be sitting right here and call somebody from a 702 number. They be mad. Like, yeah, nigga, act like you won't answer my calls. I have no numbers. I have the 973 number. What up, crush? Where you at? Brooklyn, where you at? Zap.
Crush, you know what 702 is?
Yeah, Las Vegas.
Exactly.
I know.
And they
pick it up thinking that won't be crush quality.
Black reporter, it's all possible to get any area code. You can go get area code from anywhere.
Power of the World Wide Web, man.
Thank you.
Power of the World Wide Web, too. You really want to get technical. Don't let me get a long, international number.
Right,
all these numbers. I could call you from Skype. That can give me any number in the United States and Canada.
Yep.
You know?
And then they got the other
You wouldn't
little,
even
other
know the
wiser.
Who it is? Crush. Crush, what you
number.
Doing in Alaska? It came up Portmouth, Alaska. What are you doing in Portmouth, Alaska, Crush?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not in Portmouth, Alaska. I'm in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, and you ignore my calls. Mm-hmm.
I'm in Hooterville.
It's amazing, though. Shout out to the internet, though. Like, without the internet, we would not be possible. We would not have met Black Reporter and La Crush Hart. We would not have been our comrade, Brick. We have not met our great listeners like Sean repping BBW and Lady C, and there would not have been the birth of Phone Fantasy Radio. So shout out to the damn internet, and damn you people who's trying to censor it. Y'all trying to censor all the wrong shit.
Right.
Well, everything is good. There are some people who think everything on the internet is wrong.
Yeah, they're trying to censor all
of them. My thing is this. Instead of trying to censor a show like this where we can all just come, speak our minds, nobody's getting hurt, there's no argument, nobody's getting threatened, but yet I can go on there and Google how to make a grenade.
Thank you.
From toilet tissue rolls and toothpaste, I know how to make a bomb like I'm a MacGyver. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they censoring the wrong shit, like the man's trying to ban sodas and stuff.
Yeah, you focused on the wrong stuff. What are you doing?
No sugar. Sugar. Yeah, that's not true.
That's so bullshit.
Shout out to the people that's listening to us too. We're being retweeted right now. We're on Twitter at Phone Fan Radio, and we're also at Twitter. The Crush Hart. Forgot my own Twitter account.
Oh,
LAKRUSH. Black Reporter, you got a Twitter?
Yes, I do. I've got a Twitter at BLK Reporter, a Twitter at Francis Dominic in all caps, and Francis Dominic in all small letters. I've got
Why
two.
You got so many pages?
Because he wants to be tweeted.
That was the third one. The last two were done by accident. But I've got three accounts.
Learning the internet without supervision. Sheesh.
They were done by accident. You didn't cancel them?
No. I said, why not? More the better.
And also at Brick House, BRYCKKSHOUSE. Also at Brick, BRYCKK. At SSOM Radio Show. We all over Twitter. We don't even be Twittering that much.
You're right.
SSOM Radio Show. They got a Twitter account. So if you want some follow backs, like all our pages, and I'll try my best to follow y'all back. That's how we're going to do that
wrong.
Right there.
That's
wow.
Wrong.
What?
She said she tried her best. That's all she
no,
can do.
No. What he just did.
Well,
what are you trying to do?
Greg. Oh, shit. All right. On that note. All right, so Lady C, I got to ask you, how is the cafe coming along?
Oh, you're good. It's up and down, but it's pretty smooth. You know, I have a few customers that didn't like my cooking. You know, it's like, what? They didn't have any flavor because I didn't make it spicy. But,
You know where you're at. Don't try to fall back on that pepper. You know exactly where you're at. You can't fool them without adding pepper.
They add the pepper they self if they want to.
But you see, you're in Baton Rouge. At least you can get away with something.
No. I'm serving the public.
Huh?
And I can't make, everybody can't eat that. I'm in the state building.
That's true.
You know, everybody
can't be
spicy,
right?
Yeah.
That's true.
That one little old lady comes up there. She says, I want my lunch today. Every day she pays for it at breakfast. You better have, I want my lunch. I'm going to pay for it now. Come get it at 11:45, okay? Yes, ma'am.
The elderly white lady?
Yeah, and she said, by the way, what are we having today? I said, we're having stew. Oh, I like stew. Ooh. You having baked fish tomorrow? I say, yes, ma'am. Okay, I want my plate. I'm going to pay for it in the morning. Yes, ma'am. I've been working for the state for 32 years. I think I might retire next year.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Okay, so.
But the funniest thing, I'm in the agriculture building. And there's the child support office there. So, you know, the people are coming in paying child
support.
Okay,
you know,
so
you
we'll
see the guys coming in, like, yeah, I'm going to pay child support. You got a hamburger? You got money, you got a hamburger.
Well, someone don't tell me that they actually ask you for beer.
Hmm. Not in the state building.
Yeah. So what's up with Brick's date?
What's up with Brick's date? Look at you being on nosy.
Hey, we
Why
supposed to get into
nosy?
That. Hey, you said we was getting all into that, so it was good.
I don't know. Brick, are you with us?
I'm here.
Okay. Sean want to be all up in your business.
Right.
I don't know if you want to share with Sean since he forgot. But he want to know what's going on with your dating scene.
He want to know the most intimate secrets of my dating life these days.
Uh-huh.
You want to know it all, Sean? All of
Ooh.
It?
Well, not all, but, you know, just give me the highlight on what's good.
Give me the highlight.
Well, the highlight.
Let's say supercut. This ain't supercut.
Are you sure you want to see the highlights? You want to hear the highlights?
The highlights.
Let's see all the highlights.
Or the footnote.
Or the footnote.
You were supposed to be here giving me some highlights, but you don't.
Well, I haven't been on a date.
I was picked over the herbal refreshment. Was picked over me.
Oh.
Yes. That's right. I was passed over for back weed.
What?
I was passed over for back weed.
Oh.
Yeah, I put
it
up for
that.
You said
back weed.
You're pulling cards, Josh. You're pulling cards.
Your
number
is up. Come see me.
What did you say your date was smoking a bag of weed?
No, she didn't say that.
He don't understand now. He's trying to be funny. He know comprehendo now. But if I said Sean would have come to Spain, he would have been fine. That's all right though. You know Sean had his chance. He was supposed to come down and see me. Y'all was put an all expense save trip to New York together. All you had to do was show up, get the bus ticket, get on the bus. You know I was gonna have a nice little weekend set up. No expense to you at all. That's right.
Oh, wow.
All you had to do was just service me the way I wanted to be serviced. That's all. Put out. That's all I want you to do. What man has a problem with that? Hello.
I don't have no problem.
See, Linda has no problem with that. That's all you had to do. Just get your ass in these covers and get busy for a little bit. And you can go right on back home to your own little life. As if I never existed. That's what I want. But you see, I can't even get that.
Damn.
I didn't hold a bag of marijuana just chose it over me.
Wow.
Man.
That kind of.
Well, he was a sucker.
And what are you, brave?
Am I brave? I mean, shit, if you're telling me that there's a bus ticket waiting, shit, I'm jumping on.
We did offer you that, though.
I mean, sure.
You hurt my feelings, sure.
I jumped right on that bus.
Nah, you didn't, brother. Now I'm sitting here just feeling kind of in a way, you know? I'll be all right. Maybe next time, you know, I'm gracious enough to extend the offer. Somebody who might.
What? To come see Brick? What? Shit, man, I'm jumping right on that bus.
I would prefer somebody that I didn't really like that much, to tell you the truth. As you know, I have certain things, certain fetishes, and certain types of behaviors I enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
So if you couldn't get down with that, then you couldn't stay with me anyway.
Right.
All expense paid to New York. If anyone's listening out there in Preston's land,
I know, right? I'm trying to get out there too. Shit,
I'm offering an all expense paid trip to New York, which means I will feed you the finest foods. You will lay in the finest of beds and Egyptian cotton sheets. All you have to do is put on what I say so. That's it. But you're going to do that anyway because you made it your animal, so you're going to do it. I'm just saying do it what I say do it. So, I mean, what? Come on. You ain't got to pay nothing out of your... All you do is pack a bag.
Man, that's
hell, you
simple.
Come to it on laundry. I'll do your drawers, too. I'll wash your underwear, too. Just come down here ready to work. That's all I say. So if you're listening, hit me up, Brick, B-R-Y-C-K-K, at yahoo.com.
Great.
So what you working with?
Huh?
A little bit about yourself. And I'll see what I can do.
Yeah.
Rest assured, after 2 days, you have to get the hell out of here. Nothing stays over 2 days. Nothing stays in my refrigerator over 2 days. So what does that tell you? Nothing stays here over 2 days. Which means 2 days, I don't give a damn how large you're feeling, you get your ass back on that bus. So
right.
You can come here and do some little nifty trick, some little side stroke, that'll get me all hemmed up that I say stay, nigga, because I ain't going to say stay. Oh, no.
I get it. I get
okay.
It.
Okay. As everybody knows, you will beat the bus going back.
Get through to Crush Girls with a Crush of Black Reporter.
Mm-hmm.
It was over the hour. Now we're coming in. And 805-830-8320. That's another call. She misses her daddy. He misses his little bunkin. 347.
What?
I mean, sorry, that's my number. Wait. 805-830-8320. I've been doing that lately, haven't I? I've been doing that lately. I was, yeah.
Yes, you have.
805-830-8320.
Oh, we without numbers? Because I have another number I want to give out. Anybody wants to call and have a very interesting conversation with me, please call 347-670-OBEY. O-B-E-Y. Thank you.
Just send that to me in my inbox.
Obey, huh?
I know, right? I've been wilding out lately. But I'm on hold, government, everything. Good grief. I got a big mouth.
Yeah, put that address.
Anyway, folks, you are tuned into Crush Grooves again. Black Reporter.
Yeah.
What you got over there? You ain't doing nothing? You ain't got nothing over there? No.
No, I mean,
you ain't
find
nothing
sound
funny
like
in the news. Normally you have a funny news.
Well, no, nothing funny in the news. Just we did get on the national news by two crazy people killing two sheriff's deputies. But other than that, you know.
No, I get it. It was crazy.
What's up, man?
That is just
white folks can be
sad
crazy
and
sometimes.
Ridiculous.
I have a question Black Widow on the phone. Just a real quick question.
Huh?
Sure.
A quick question. How many babies got on the phone? Is this Black Reporter and Reverend BBW?
For now, yeah.
Okay. Just a question real quick.
Okay.
Black Reporter, could you still have sex with a woman if her breath stinks? Yes or no?
What? Repeat that?
Could you still have sex with a woman if her breath stinks? Yes or no?
If her breath stinks?
Yes or no?
No.
Okay, Sean, what about you?
Just simply because I'm a kisser.
Let me see.
Keep in mind, you may meet one of us one day.
Probably, you know, if I can slide in a peppermint in her mouth, that'll be cool.
Are you going to slide a peppermint in her mouth while you bang her?
Hey,
call it to you, bro.
Hey, it's foreplay.
More power to you.
Okay.
Slide it right in your mouth.
Wait, Black Reporter, you kissed while you were having sex?
Yes.
Who does that?
Shit, I've done it.
Okay, so you have two men that kiss while they're having sex on the phone?
I mean, I don't know about all through the, you know, sex, but, you know, a kiss here and there, like, in a while.
Huh? Really? Do you flush?
Wait, Rick, who was that question for?
Well, this question's for everybody. Do you kiss while you're having sex?
You know, the people have gotten mighty quiet.
I'm saying I've kissed, but, you know, it wasn't like, you know, like, you know, some, a long tongue type, like a mwah.
It's like
know.
A
mwah.
Oh, no. You see, I'm a kiss lover. And if I'm a kiss, I'm going to get one of those long ones.
Oh, why you having sex? Okay, ladies.
You got to do what you got to do. And sometimes you just got to do it in the middle of being talking about the weather.
I mean, it's possible.
All those lovers out there tonight. That's doing the do. I just want to say more power to y'all. Keep up the good work.
Okay, if she wants some shit.
No, I'm saying, hey.
I just asked you the question. You ain't answered me yet.
Oh, my bad. What was the question?
Oh, my God. You want some shit.
Damn,
Christ.
I
mean, it ain't my fault. I smoke weed.
Okay, I see it.
Oh, that's your excuse.
While you're
having my line.
If Sean can get away with it, why can't I?
Hey, you can't be taking my line.
Yeah. Anyway, it's obvious.
I smoke weed. All right, Brick, what was the question?
But
you got my full undivided attention.
Do you kiss while you're having sex?
It depends.
Okay.
It depends on the length and the width of the rod.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it does. It depends on If it's between 6 and 10, well, no, I'm lying. If it's between 8 and 10, yes. I kiss. If it's between 10 and 12, I'm biting. So, yeah, it just depends, you know. Yeah, give you a little kiss here, a little kiss there. I like to nibble on the bottom lip, so I might suck on your bottom lip.
While the actual thrusting is taking place.
If I can't kiss him, he better be kissing on my fucking calf. That nigga better be sucking on the back of my heel. I don't know, that turns me on. Or I gotta put my finger in his mouth. He gotta suck on my finger.
Okay.
That's my thing. I don't know why, but that's my thing.
Let me ask you a question. What's happening to you as he's tonguing your clit?
Only because that can be very disappointing. It's a very limited few that get the pleasure of doing that on a repeated basis. Very, very limited few. Only because I'm very particular. Like, that can be a breaker, you know, a deal breaker for me. You know?
Okay.
A deal breaker.
Uh-huh, that's okay. A deal
breaker. I just did. All right. No, I'm sorry. I just couldn't. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
You can't do it.
Couldn't do what?
Have sex. Have sex while I have like kiss at the same time. I mean, what do you think about it? Come on. You're thrusting. You're thrusting. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
No, not like that. It's not like that, Brick. It's not like mwah, mwah. It's more of like suck, suck.
It's like,
yeah, exactly.
Like, why he got you?
Okay.
I'm going to give you a good example. The straight old missionary. Like I said, he got to be between 8 and 10. Let's get that out of the way first. Okay, he's between 8 and 10. You got that one leg up over the shoulder. He just laying on top of you, and he just talking sweet shit in your ear. And I just can't help but to just, oh my God, that, you know, once it's thrust in, I gotta suck on that bottom lip. And, you know, I mean, it's not like no mwah mwah. Hell to the fuck no. I'm nibbling on something. He's squeezing on something. That nigga squeezing my titty together. He putting both nipples in his mouth. It's like, it's passionate. It's not no mwah mwah. What the fuck is that mwah mwah? What you got, Black Recorder? What you want to say? We wilding out right now.
We
are wilding out on this show. Shout out to everybody that fell asleep on the show while it was going on right now. I'm just saying. Okay, Black Recorder, what you got for us? I just took a 5-minute nap. I'm good now. I got my second win right now. I'm not even going to front to y'all. I heard her ask for the gentleman. She said, okay, the gentleman online, who's on the line, Black Reporter, do y'all kiss? I heard that, but I didn't know she extended it to the women. So I'm going to let y'all know for a good 2 minutes there, I was asleep. Not even going to front. I passed out for a good 2 minutes there.
The beginning of this show, I remember someone in New York City who hosts the show saying, oh, we don't have a topic for tonight. And now it seems like another set of the Boom Boom Room.
Right. Listen, this is not the Boom Boom Room. This is Crush Grooves. This is what happens on Crush Grooves when we don't have a game plan. You know, we just like to have fun. Everybody's on here having a good time. We're falling asleep. We're waking up with our second energy. You know, this is how it rolls. 805-830-8320. I don't know if anybody's out there in listening land. So we just basically having fun amongst ourselves. You know, but I'm just saying, though, ooh, you know what else is sexy? When you lay flat on your stomach, and he's coming in from behind, and he lays on top, and he just snatches your head to the left, and he just starts sucking on your lip while he's just thrusting it, and you're like, wait, you know, like, that is fucking awesome, man. That is fucking awesome. Once again, it has to be between 8 and 10. Inches we're talking about, you know, but that is awesome when you're laying there and he's thrusting and you're trying to catch your breath and your breath is going away and you're like, and you're trying to catch that bitch.
is it with some women who want their hair pulled during that time?
Listen, that is awesome, Black Reporter. Like, I want you to stick your hand in my mouth. You know, I want to bite your fingers off. I get aggressive. And I just figured that out, Black Reporter. I was never like this. This is some new shit right here. It really is. Like, if I didn't wear wigs, I would want you to take a chunk of my little naps. Just take a chunk of the naps. Just
you know, like, I want you to pull my cheek to the side. I don't know why. Just stick your hand down my throat, you know, do something like that. Shout out to all the people that just fell asleep on the air. I'm just saying. It's one of those shows.
Oh, no, I don't think you fell asleep.
Yeah, I fell asleep. I'm not even going to front with y'all. I fell asleep. It didn't happen time to time. I done been on cam. Y'all done seen it happen time to time. Every now and then, you know, you get a little tired. You get a 30-second nap in. And then you come back with your second wind. Like, I'm not asleep. So, you know how I do. Y'all know how I do. Don't act like y'all brand new. You know, y'all know how
I
do.
What you got to say about all this?
Blah. We'll wild it out. Ooh, but you know what's a good position? Lady C, I don't know if you probably have, Lady C, but have you had the froggy position yet?
What's the froggy position?
The froggy position when you're on all fours and he's like in that squatting mode position from behind.
I did try that one time.
And you know, if he's really acrobatic, all of a sudden his feet just get up and he just really pump you and he's just like, no support. He's just on your butt side. You know, he's just on your back side. He's hitting it on your back side. No support. He's just holding it down. And I'm just feeling some type of way. I don't know. I'm feeling like a lioness. I feel like a lioness, and I'm like, yes, ride my back, boy. You know, like, ride my back, yeah. You know, just, you know, make me want to talk dirty. Like, yeah, ride that back, yeah. Ride that. Yeah, you know, you just feel some type of way, you know, for a quick brief second there.
And you start telling him, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and you know, that moment when you start talking shit, like, it just so good, and you just want to talk shit, like, that's all you got, nigga?
Yep.
That's all you, and you start challenging, that's all you got? You be like, no!
Wow.
Like, that's all you got? Like, and then you're like, who pussy is this? It's mine. Oh, it's not.
Why do they always want to claim it? They always want to claim it.
Who's this? Who's pussy is this? Mine. Okay. All right, fine. That. Okay. Watch when I throw it back and I just slide up real nice and slow. Who's thinking? It's yours. Oh, okay.
Well,
you better not.
It's my pussy, ain't it?
Yeah. No, baby. You're just buying it. Just stop acting like that. You're just buying it.
It's all yours right now. You get it through. I don't know.
You know, you got that. Okay, I don't know about anybody else, but my position has to be, you know, you're on your side, you're in the scissors. You know, he's between your legs. You know, he got a butt cheek in one hand, a titty in the other hand, and he's sucking on the back of your calf, and you just looking up with him, and you could just smack him. Just smack him. Look at this. He's sucking. You just have to reach up and smack him. Like, you fucker. Oh. Beat that pussy.
Your neighbor tell you, oh, I heard you, huh? What?
Huh? What?
My neighbor said that.
You know what I'm going to say? I'm like, roar.
Oh, Lord.
Roar. That's all you can do, right?
That was a movie.
Roar.
You noticed. Yeah, you noticed, man. Ooh, you know what? When he got you to the side and you just wrapped your leg around his waist. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
But you got to have one leg up, that one leg. And I'm not
right.
talking about both
yeah.
legs. I mean that one leg
one.
Just wrapped around him and the other one just straight down. And you just have that one leg just wrapped around him and you just like, yeah. You go, fuck that. I'm going to put my foot on your chest. Yes.
That's why it's good for him to be a tall man.
Yes, yes. You know, they
yeah.
got that extra reach.
Yeah.
They got the extra reach, especially they got long arms, you know?
Yeah.
They could grab you, they could grab your intellect arms, and you take your foot and you put it on your chest, you know? And he leaning against you, and you're like, no. He's like, yes. You're like, no. He's like, yes. You're like, no. Where? Stop it. You just smack him. Ah!
Gee, y'all want to say.
We're giving y'all, we're not crazy. We're giving y'all
like
tips, man.
Don't you stop. Don't you
listen,
stop.
Man. Listen, man. If you don't do nothing, if you don't do nothing and you got and you want to do missionary, my thing is don't have on her back, slide on her side, you know, make her lay on her side, get that one leg up and get the fucking on the back of that calf. It is nothing sexier.
Yeah.
Than to see him sucking on the back of your calf and your ankle, and he's just biting at it, and you're like, yeah, yeah, nigga, and he's thrusting, and you like, yeah, you know, his name
that
is going to
ways.
Do it, like, right, that is going to do it, and you know, if her eyes is closed, make her look at you. Grab her by the face and say, look at me, chick. I didn't say bitch, I said chick. Look at me, chick. And you got to look up at her. You know, she look up at you. You know, you got to have a serious face. Don't be smiling. Don't be smiling like that. You just got to be real serious. And you just got to say it in your deepest voice.
Yeah, look
who
at
this
me,
shit belongs to? Got to say it just like that. Who this shit belongs to? Just like that. And when she about to answer, when she go, you just, oh, real hard. She's like, oh,
yeah.
She be getting retarded on you. That's retarded. She's like, that's that retarded thing right there.
From cars and shit.
Yeah. When you get some cars and stuff, you know you have that retarded
love
it. Oh,
oh, oh, oh. Right. You wanted to sound like the jungle over there, like your neighbor knocking on your door. Can you please keep it down? Wow. You know, you want to. You just keep cracking at that nigga. Start quacking at the quack, nigga.
No,
we in the moment right now.
I want some more.
We in the moment right now. Quack, nigga. I got this. Yeah, you know, that's when you know the dick and the pussy is good. When you can't express words, you can only do sounds.
Right.
You can't say nothing else. You just. You know, you're on all fours. Ladies, you're on all fours. And he just take his two little fingers and he pulls the side of your cheek and you just looking back at him. Listen, don't knock it until you're trying. I'm telling
right.
you. If you don't listen to me. I'm telling you, I'm working it for you. And gentlemen, don't forget to lift and separate. I got thigh meat. I got inner thigh meat. I got booty. I got the extra meat. You know, I can only lift but so much. I got short arms. You got to work with me, too.
Right,
you know?
Right.
You know, you got to lift it up. Let it fall back on you. It's all right if it falls back on you. You just want to lift it up so you can get up in there. Get in that groove. You know, don't tell it out. You gotta get in the groove. Am I wrong, Lady C?
Yeah.
You know, you gotta lift it up. Right, you gotta lift it up. You gotta get that thigh meat. Ain't nothing wrong with that thigh meat. That thigh meat is sensitive. You gotta bite on that shit, nigga. What you doing? Come here, girl.
Don't get scared when she come back on you. When she come back to you, don't get scared.
Right, don't get scared. Buckle up, nigga. Buckle up, you know. That's when you gotta get the little. Okay,
yeah.
Guys, when you're standing from behind, I'm gonna give y'all a tip. When you're standing up from behind, and she's on all fours, you gotta bend slightly at the knee. You gotta lock at the knee. Okay, you're gonna have to keep your socks on or your Tims on, preferably your Tims, because ain't nothing sexier than a man with just some Tims on. All right, preferably some Tims.
Like
you gotta get a slight. You know, bend at the knees slightly. You gotta bend at the knee because you gotta get up in it. You gotta get up in it. You gotta lift and separate. You know.
You don't want to slide.
You grab as much booty meat as you can from the bottom. Can't grab it from the top. Fuck the top. Y'all be focused on the top. No. You gotta grab it from the bottom.
Right where the thigh is at.
Right in that inner thigh from behind.
Right,
you gotta grab that right there. You got big hands. Use them. Like you were palming a basketball.
Basketball.
Okay?
Right.
You lift it up. You lift it up, and you tell her to get down. Bitches, get down. Stop trying to see what's going on. Stop being nosy. Bury your head into the damn bed. You know? You know what? If she having trouble, she feeling like, you know, you can put a little pillow underneath your waist, ladies. But your head got to be down. The only thing that you're supposed to be smelling is that mattress. That's what it's supposed to be in that mattress. Fuck a pillow. It's supposed to be in that mattress. You got to have that arch back. You know, don't be scared. It ain't going to hurt much. Yeah, it ain't going to hurt much. You know, you got to get up in it.
That's that pleasure pain.
Oh, I almost forgot about a technique now. You got to get it to the edge of the bed. She got to be waist only, waist up. It should be the only thing on the bed. You got to hold on to her, guys. Ain't no sunshine. Woo! Got to lift all that up. You got to work it out. Everybody's sweating. Everybody's sweating. You got to let that bitch hang off the bed. That's how you get her. Get off the bed. She can't run nowhere because you holding on to her for dear life. You got that thigh in one hand. You got the body fat in the other hand. You hold on to the gut in a leg. That's all you need.
You can't go nowhere.
In the belly. That's it. You hold on to the belly and the drumstick, you know? And you let that bitch hang off the bed. It's just going to fall on it. Oh, yes. Hope they don't delete the show. OMG. Y'all crazy. Oh, hi, Black Reporter. Black Reporter was gone for a minute there. Hey, Black Reporter, welcome back.
Only a second, but I came back and said, don't be afraid, you know, ladies.
Yeah, don't be afraid. Let us fall on it, girl. Fall on it.
Exactly.
Enjoy it, girl. And listen, we ladies, some of y'all ladies need to stop being lazy. Stop being lazy. Listen, there's nothing wrong with lifting up your belly while he got the thigh meat. You know, we got to do this like teamwork. This is teamwork, okay? Some of us big girls, we don't want to grab on it. Listen, I got short arms. I can't reach my thigh, but I can reach my belly, so I got you. You worry about all that extra shit down there, and I got the belly. I'll hold on to this. This is my balloon. I got this. I lift it up for you. You get everything else.
Wow.
Keeping it real.
There it is. Can you see it now, honey? Just keep it real.
You know, we just got to keep it real, ladies. Come on. No, let's stop acting like we ain't got it. We got it. It's there. If he didn't like it, it wouldn't have got up to begin with, right?
Thank you.
So it got to be something he like about it. So I'm not mad.
That's right.
If he didn't like it, it wouldn't have got up to begin with. So it's up.
That's right.
Let's take full advantage of it.
It
wouldn't have got hard at all. It was just a what?
So we doing it up. So
doing
it
up.
any more tips? Oh, listen, ladies, I'm gonna tell y'all like this. when you give a head, it's nothing wrong with him grabbing your head. That's a sign of you're doing a good job. Okay, ladies? Mm-hmm. Let's stop being scared of him messing up your dude, because then that's not good sex. Good sex is you don't care about your dude, because you focused on pleasing you him, and he is focused on pleasing you.
Okay. And he's going to sweat it out. If he don't grab it, you should at least sweat it out.
Right, he's going to make you sweat it out. And you know what? He's going to pay for it in the morning. But you don't worry about all that. We worry about that when we get to that bridge. Right now, we need to stop being cute. Stop being cute, and you're going to get raunchy. You got to get raunchy, ladies. Get raunchy.
And leave your teeth out the way.
You know what? Okay. If you can't control your teeth, listen, I had to learn this the hard way. If you can't control your teeth, just curl your lips under. Curl your lips under and cover it up. Make sure your lips are nice and wet. Make sure you get it nice and wet. I don't care what nobody says, you got to have dry. No, you got to get it nice and wet. Think of, you know, close your eyes and think that you're sucking on the sexiest lollipop. You know, they got flavor creams out there that you can do. There's nothing wrong. And let's not forget about the nutsack. Don't leave it out there hanging all nilly-willy. You got a cup. And you gotta lick and you gotta suck, and then you gotta put them both in at the same time. Do tricks. If you're going to let it go all the way to the back, remember to breathe through your nose. Gotta practice that one. Breathe through your nose, lady. We sit up there and try to hold our breath, and then we're like,
don't hold your breath.
No, ladies, it's
make
the way
sure
you're
at an angle so that you can do that.
You gotta do it slowly. You can't just go in there and do it. You've never done it before. No, you gotta do it slowly, ladies. You start with the tip and you work your way down. You get comfortable. Then you go a little further. You get a little coming. By the time you realize it, his fucking pelvis. Right on your nose, like blah 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 blah. Like, I got this. Before you know it, breathe through your nose. Sometimes you gotta count to three and breathe. One, two, three.
Gagging is not a sexy thing.
No, actually, gagging works. Now, gagging can work. Listen, Lady C, I get what you're saying, but, you know, sometimes you just can't help it. But listen, you got to let that work to your advantage. See, when you gag, your throat muscles contract. So you got to know when to gag. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Sometimes you just got to let it, you got to let it happen, you know, because when your throat muscles contract, it's just like your pussy contracting over it, and he feels that.
He feels it too.
But, guys, don't force her head down. That's where y'all fucked up at. If she needs to work on that, she needs to practice on that, you can't keep her head there. Because then you get her scared, you start to panic, and that's when she starts choking. Don't do that. There's nothing wrong with grabbing the head, and you may want to get the rhythm going. There's nothing wrong with that. But even if you're doing it, don't grab and just hold her head there, because then you got her scared, she starts to panic, and then that's when she's going to bite you, and that's when it's going to be a bad moment. Men, I tell you this, if you feel the need and you need to just grab it because it's feeling so good, grab the sheet, grab her shoulders. You know, don't grab the back of her head where she can't move, because all it's going to do is make it worse for you, and then she ain't going to want to do it no more. So grab her shoulders, grab her cheeks, grab her hands, grab your butt cheeks, grab something, but don't hold the back of her head like that, especially when she's trying to, because we regulating, we get in the groove. Just like how you get in the groove, you're like, you know, you hold the back of her head. Right, she wants to come up, you got to let her do that, you know, especially if she not a pro. You got to let her have that freedom. Like, I got you, boo, I'm not going to. You know, I got you to you, you know. Mm-hmm. And don't force your cum inside her mouth. Let her choose. What the fuck?
Yeah, it's her choice.
Then she's not going to want to. Then she's turned off about the whole idea of performing oral to begin with, because y'all being a little too aggressive. And I get it, guys, and it feels good. You want to show her that she's doing a good job. You know, let your toes curl. Let your eyes roll back. She's paying attention, you know. I know she's paying attention. She see it going on. Moan. There's nothing wrong with moaning, guys. That's another thing, too. It actually helps.
when you moan. The same thing with ladies. If he's doing a good job and he's down there, if you moan, it actually gives you a bit more sensation to what it is that you're feeling. So you moan from the gut. You don't moan from the top. No, you got to moan from the bottom. Like, you got to give him that good moan. Nothing wrong with moaning. Moaning means you're doing an A-OK job. And
that's right.
That will be my last tip. Sexy.
Right.
That
would
be my last
tonight,
tip for
sexing.
Huh?
You put in your work tonight.
I put my work in tonight?
Yes, you did.
Thank you very much. Wow, we got a lot of stuffity stuff. You know, people was retweeting, now playing Streets and Young Deuces, High Off Life. Like, just mad tweets just came in for that. So shout outs for them for sending their stuff in. Hit us up on the email, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. If you would like to submit your music, I will get to it next time. Also, we'll be back here, what's today, Thursday? We'll be back here Sunday for late nights with the Super Fluffy Flirt, Mr. Crush Heart.
Super Fluffy
and
Fluffy.
I guess we'll have some more tips for you. That was kind of fun. That was kind of
well,
fun. Maybe I need to, next time I practice, maybe I can remember to write down some of this, write down some of this stuff.
We should get
you know, we're going to have a little menu on here. So we'll be back here again Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central, 805-830-8320 is the number to call. We'll be here on Monday as well, 8 p.m. Eastern with Bricks House, the Adult Zone, Swinger State of Mind radio show. And then we're back here again for Crush Grooves. You know how we do. Appreciate everybody for tuning in. Shout out to Pudding. A little pudding, a little sugar, a whole lot of bread. Black Reporter and Sean and Georgia. I forgot his name in Georgia. Wayne somebody.
Macy.
Oh, I don't know. It was somebody. But shout out to everybody. Thank y'all for tuning in. Shout out to BTR for letting us do this. We shall see y'all on the flip side. Enjoy your weekend. Be safe. Have fun. Keep it cute. And tune in on Sunday evening.
Oh.
PhoneFantasyRadio.com. Black Reporting, last words?
I got some last words. Oh.
Go ahead. Black Reporting. Go ahead, Sean.
No, I was going to say, next time you can get tips on guys who that don't know how to eat it right, and you just gonna school them on that.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, write down some tips, Sean, because I'm sure you know what you're doing.
You know how to tell them to go in and where to go, so.
Nah, I'm not giving no tips. I do my own thing. I'm just saying, since you're giving tips on, you know, for the females, I just say give tips for the men too. Shoot.
Well, we need a man who wants a view.
Uh-huh. All right. Next up, Black Reporter, you got something to say?
What time there was that ceased to be, there is no more. Yesterday is gone, forget about it. Tomorrow is here. Don't worry about today. It's here. Make the most of it. Stand for something you believe in, because you can fall for anything. If we didn't play everything you would have wanted to hear, well, you heard everything that we played. On your face, put a big smile. We will see you in a little while. And until we meet again, you are in. And we are outie.
We
have
are
a good one, y'all.
Peace out.
All right. Peace.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.